It's 64 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Gwenifer Roller. Thank you for joining us today, Gwenifer.
Thanks, Gina. You know what? Now I know why the chicken crossed the road.
Why?
So that she could be on WHQR.
This chicken did cross the road.
Because right. I walked across the street.
She
it was
sure
a long
did.
Commute.
It's true. Oh, the chickens will come to be on WHQR. I would love that. It's a great idea. Gwenifer is the owner, operator, overlord of Old Books on Front Street, right across from us here at the station. She's here today to tell us about Poetry Festival. The Poetry Festival they're having there, as they like to celebrate all these literary things over on Old Books. At Old Books. Couplet, a two-day festival of verse, is what's going on this Saturday and Sunday. And the events are different on both days. Gwenifer, can you please tell us about what's happening on Saturday as part of this
Absolutely.
Poetry
well,
festival?
Couplet is our annual poetry festival. And to give you a little bit of background, I've forgotten exactly how long we've been doing this because you asked me. But the first year we did it in February and somehow managed to find the only four people in America who scheduled a poetry festival on Super Bowl Sunday and did not realize it was Super Bowl Sunday. And so after that, we decided we would move it to April for National Poetry Month, which is why it's now in April for National Poetry Month.
That's good.
Yeah. I remember that Sunday afternoon looking around and really like all four of us are staring at each other going, why are the streets vacant? And finally, Jock's like, it's Super Bowl Sunday, guys. You're the only people in the world who don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So instead of trying to do poetry about sports, we opted for this. And usually we try to bring in some different people from across the state. And this year we are very fortunate that Sable Books and Jakar Press are coming down to do three workshops on Saturday. All three workshops are free and open to the public. You're welcome to sign up in advance. You can send us an email from our website, hit the contact us button, or you can call us at 76 Books to sign up. The first workshop is going to be a flash writing workshop. It can be either flash fiction or flash poetry. They frequently blend into each other. That's going to start at 10:30. And then at 1:30, there's a book cover design workshop. And then at 3 p.m., the all-important marketing your book, which especially for poets is a struggle. My other excitement on Saturday is that we are, during the festival, launching our first literary history walking tour at 1:30.
I am so interested. So, the literary history walking tour right here in Wilmington.
Right. And it's going to be...
Tell us about it.
It's going to be every Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Our first one's going to be this weekend. $8. It's a 90-minute walk through downtown Wilmington, and we're going to look at the ongoing and developing literary history of our area, starting in the 1600s and coming forward. I'm a little nervous, but very excited.
No, wait a minute. Did you just say it's going to be like every Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, Holy cow.
Yeah.
And what time is that?
1:30.
1:30, and it'll be like that. Every Saturday. Oh, that's exciting.
Thank you. I'm quite thrilled. And then on Sunday, we're having our book launches, because an awful lot of what makes poetry books important is that the poetry is read aloud and experienced in an audience and then taken home and read privately. And those are two very different experiences that can change the way you feel about a poem. Or a collection of poems. At 2 o'clock on Sunday, Sean Mitchell is launching, I believe this is volume 5 of his Big Bottom Book of Poetry series. And then at 6:30, Anthony Lawson's poetry book called Keep Your Secrets. We have a very small in-house micro press called New Books on Front Street, and we put out two titles a year, and Anthony's is the first title this year. We'll put another one out in the fall.
So those two are both being
on Sunday.
And we could buy those books.
Yep, the books are available for purchase, and the readings are, of course, free and open to the public, and we would love for you to come join us for them.
So will they be there, Sean and Anthony both there to sign
yes,
them as well?
Absolutely.
And answer probing questions?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And you might be surprised at the answers you get. Poets are nothing if not exciting and surprising people when
sure.
you ask the deeper questions about the history behind the work. I really have enjoyed having a small micro press at the bookstore, and it's very exciting finding the work that we want to put out each year. And so we really try to coordinate the two titles we put out. One, it comes out during couplet, and then in the fall we do our Banned Books Week and 100,000 Poets for Change, and we'll put out a second title then.
When is that?
It'll be in the fall.
In the fall. Banned Books Week is always great fun, too.
Thank you.
Folks, if you're just joining us, I am here. I'm Gina Gamboni. I'm talking with Gwenifar Roller, the overlord of old books on Front Street. We're just going to stick with overlord. right across the street from the station. And Gwenifar is telling us about this weekend, the two-day poetry festival. It's called Couplet, a two-day festival of verse. Free workshops on Saturday. A literary walking tour. And also some books being launched on Sunday with the authors there. If you want to find out more about this, the website is Old Books on Front ST.
Yes.
So it's like Old Books on Front Street, but street is ST. It's just, you know, like the regular way you might write street.
Got it.
Old Books on Front ST dot
com.
C-O-M.
You got it.
Excellent. So now, Gwenifar, I want to go back to the workshops sound wonderful, especially for people. Are they for beginner writers?
I think that they really run the gamut. The Flash workshop is certainly more aimed at beginners, and the marketing your book is once you have a substantial body of work and you're looking for a way to put it out. And
sure.
So I think that really everywhere you are in
you,
the process,
you can fit in there
you
somewhere.
Can find something.
Yeah.
And events like this in a community, beginning writers benefit from the experiences of more advanced writers. And, you know, I will also say, as a person who is now hitting her mid-30s, it's amazing the days where we'll have teenagers come in the bookstore and they will say something, and it's that moment that you're like, I get so wrapped up in myself and I forget. But when you're at the beginning, you can see so many things.
It's true.
You become
totally
that.
Blinded. I mean, it's the beginner, the beginner mind,
right,
is such a powerful thing.
And I think workshops like this provide an opportunity for those two to come together. And certainly Sable Books and Jakar Press, that group has consistently put out some really impressive and surprising work, and to have the opportunity to work with poets of that caliber for free, especially,
right,
is a very nice opportunity. We're hoping people will take advantage of that.
Folks, if you want to find out more about this, oldbooksonfrontstreet.com. It's this weekend. It's 12:06. Coastline is next on 91.3.